My name is Ava Klein, and I'm in ninth grade at Kent Ridge High School. I'll be sharing a summary and excerpt of my story, Empty Space. This story is about isolation and terrifying realizations, and it opens with a woman waking up and taking in her surroundings in an unfamiliar place. A jolt of energy shot through me, and my spine went rigid. I sat up, and lights blurred my vision. My heart was sent into overdrive, and suddenly I was gulping air like I was drowning. A dry throat screamed out, lending no help to an aching head. My heart was beating so loudly I could hear it in my ears. I reached a numb hand to my chest. My muffled brain thought achingly slow, but my fingertips felt odd, cold, and almost rough. The shock made my heavy breathing stick in my throat. The movement of my arm made the rest of my muscles ache to be mobile. I rolled my head, wincing slightly at the crack of the bones shifting in my neck. As I straightened, my eyes adjusted and began to drink in my surroundings. There was a white metal ceiling above me, a black cylinder, the lone blemish on the pristine surface. A tiny red light on its side flashed periodically, and I stared, mesmerized by the pattern. But as my gaze wandered, something much more confusing came into focus. On the stark white background, there were four dents. They were lightly impressed into the metal and extended down about half a foot. They looked as if a human hand had dragged down the wall. Inside these small marks were little red flecks. I blinked to shake away the image. But as I reopened my eyes, the rest of the room became visible. As they did, my breathing began to elevate again. All around me were identical scratches, each facing a different way and each deeper than the last. And as my eyes traveled around the room, the small flecks of red grew to stains of dried blood and the hue of rust. As my head turned farther still, the blood was increasing, seemingly painted on the wall with more vigor as well as amount. In one scratch, almost directly behind me, something was lodged into the smear of blood. I edged closer to the metal wall. Half of a human fingernail was sunk into the metal. Horrified, yet unable to stop myself, I cautiously extended a hand. It never reached its destination. My eyes widened as I glimpsed my trembling fingertips and a retching gasp left my lips. My hands were soaked in blood, trickles running down from my lacerated fingers. The skin around my broken nails was torn and raw. Blood, both fresh and dried, was caked on the pads of my fingertips. Another cry, louder this time, came from my throat. I couldn't, wouldn't, face the impending truth. A shudder rocked me and my breath came back to its primal state. My head fell to my chest, lungs grabbing for air.